Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Previously on Planet Arcana.
We last left our three fools in the Dream Network's emotion tier, facing an army of doppels approaching from the horizon before the clouds obscure them from the party's view. Amidst shifting gemtone lights that bestow boons and banes upon the combatants, Crater Wayne successfully regulates his emotions, parting the clouds long enough for everyone to jump to the next tier by reminding themselves of what is real and what is not. Having passed their respective reality checks, the crew reunite in the manifestation tier. Before them stands Vlad's manifested mansion, even grander than its counterpart in the physical world. Battered from their encounter and unable to tell how much time has passed, our heroes press on without delay. Within the manor, Riot, Crater, and Celestine follow a web of echo-laden threads through spontaneously appearing doorways and into a series of rooms that expose the deepest corners of Vlad's personality. In one, a manifestation of his inspiration, Vlad headlines a show with his idol, the famous Patricia Tremolo, as his opening act. In another, Vlad's disgust manifests as jealousy of Bon Bon Vibrato Solmazate's talent and fame. Yet another manifests the love between Vlad and Cox Archaic. Another still manifests his former employer, Chrissy Crissen, the very person who would now see him dead. Armed with these secrets, the crew barges into Vlad's manifested bedchambers where they find the name Sferatu himself, guitar in hand, strung with the golden Ica slick threads themselves. As their battle begins, it is clear that Vlad is shaken by the crew's knowledge of his most intimate thoughts, but this does not prevent him from attacking in frantic furor. And so we return as Riot and Celestine face a wall of grotesque goats, and Crater Wayne stands impaled on the end of Vlad's longsword.
I can hear you. I am listening. I can hear the cacophony
coming from all across the Fifth Kalai.
Oh, how I miss you, my dearest darling. I miss
the clockwork,
the neon,
the networks.
Oh, these metropolises, these
verdant,
desolate biomes. Oh, the fun and games we have planned.
But always with the
promise that we are on a blinding path of success.
You will be tried.
You will be
compromised. I repeat, we've been compromised. Do not despair.
see the world.
You will
know Planet Arcana.
You will find
all it takes is a friend.
All it takes is perseverance.
All it takes is a little sweat.
All it takes is a key.
Deep in the ever-shifting Vladimir, you find yourselves. Goats bleat Vlad's name and spray you with fire. An organ plays dissonantly, pulsing painfully across your brain. A momentary wave of confidence washes over you when Vlad was so easily shaken by Celestine's cutting words about how Bon Bon could easily best Vlad's riffs. Momentary, of course, because Vlad quickly turned the tide, using the tethered golden threads as a shield against Crater's blow and impaling him on his longsword. Crater, feet dangling off the kaleidoscopic floor, and face to face with an almost impossibly strong Vlad, effortlessly holding the sword aloft, gets the full brunt of a phrase delivered both by Vlad and the voice of the devil in tandem.
They're happy to give me their true names. They're dying for it.
And Crater is grappled. It is the end of Crater's turn. We've got four goats and Vlad, and I am turning the turn over to you, Riot.
Oh my god. I had one idea in the wings last time, but I think that's too chaotic and silly for right off the bat.
Oh,
no, I
disagree.
Chaotic.
I don't know what the idea is, but there is no such thing as too chaotic and silly.
Okay, well, okay.
Riot just turns and punches Celestine in the face.
I did ask for that.
Okay, I am going to cast Phantasmal Force.
Whoa.
On Vlad from where I am. It's good for 60 feet.
Okay.
And I'm going to craft an illusion, and this target must make an intelligence saving throw, so go
okay.
on ahead.
Not particularly strong intelligence.
Nice.
I am very intelligent.
Feels like you're compensating.
I did roll a 14.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Did I just beat it?
Yeah.
Shit.
Fuck.
I told you.
All right. I guess I will go up on the wall so I can kind of have a good vantage point on all these goats with my spike feet. And as a bonus action, I'm going to hide. As a bonus action.
Ooh, I really wanted to see that pan out, but it just barely does not. Riot goes scampering up the wall, perhaps concealing herself behind one of the columns that sort of extrudes. And that's your turn?
Yep.
We're going to flip it on over to Vlad himself.
At the top of Vlad's turn, you all see the threads that are stringing his guitar that seems to be like intertwined with Vlad and the room and the rest of the mansion. They start to pulse with this golden glow that are so bright that you can see it through even the ichor. They pulse and the light starts moving in a direction towards Vlad, and he starts absorbing it, and you can see him start to glow too as he starts to laugh a maniacal laugh. Just imagine it. It's maniacal. And he regains 25 hit points at the top of his turn.
Oh,
pardon me.
That.
Well, I never.
And he turns to where he should be able to see Riot, and he goes to say something. He's just like, "And where did she go?" Well, and then he, with Crater in tow, is going to move, keeping Crater aloft on the sword. Move a little bit closer to the goat so that he can see Celestine, basically, and is within... Oh, I can't... The goats are in the fucking way. These goats... Okay, I wanted to move close enough to Celestine, but the goats are in the way, so Vlad shimmies, crab walks with Crater on the sword, and he's just like... Fuck. And he's going to look at you, Crater. And he looks you deep in the eye and starts to little beads of sweat form on his brow. And he just looks at you and he's like doing that shaking thing where he's like trying not to fart. And you can see the ichor on the threads is glowing, starting to glow black, which is like competing with the golden glow of the threads. And you can feel this corruption starting to emanate from both the threads and from Vlad. And Crater, I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Hmm. Okay.
You can do it, Crater.
Oh, yeah, I'm great. That's a 27.
Oh, okay. Okay, necrotic damage necrotic damage seeps out from the threads and from Vlad, and you can feel it starting to fill your brain and your body, but you manage to resist. You do still take half damage, which in this case is going to be 15 necrotic damage.
Oh boy, okay. Cool. Yep. Okay.
Are you still up?
Oh yeah. I'm great over here. Yeah.
And Vlad stands between all of his goats, betwixt all the goats, with Crater held aloft, looking at Celestine, who's just too far away, and that's going to end his turn.
Celestine narrows his eyes and then winks at him.
He does it too, sort of confusedly.
All right. Seeing Vlad sort of trying to pass through them, the goats are going to look at him and sort of understand his intention. One of them is going to step forward to join the first goat that acted, getting right up next to Celestine. Vlad.
No. I hate goats.
The goat looks wounded and is going to be exhaling fire in a 15-foot cone against thee. Ugh. Make me a dexterity saving throw.
Sure. 19.
Oh.
Is that the goat sound?
Darn you.
Darn
you.
Curse.
They can't swear. The goats can't swear.
Yeah, that's right. Goat law.
Strange haunted boudoir.
Oh, and it's about to get stranger. So you are going to take half of what I roll on this fire damage. Let's see here. Oh, boy. Half of 22, 11 damage to you, Celestine.
So taken.
So taken, and so ends the goat's turn. But where one goat ends its turn, another steps forward.
I am displeased. So tired of these goats.
Unfortunately, it cannot actually get to you because the first two goats are blocking.
I mean, he's free to spray fire all over his friends. That's fine.
Yeah.
We'll just have a little roast goat.
I'm just going to look at hide here for a section. What could I do? I just can't see Riot.
You can roll a perception check against Riot's stealth.
Okay, so this goat is also going to get a little bit out of Vlad's way here. And it knows Riot is around. It's like, meh. And I'm going to roll that perception. Oh, does this check rely on hearing or smell? I'm going to say I'm going to smell Riot out so I get advantage on this. Yeah. I rolled 2 3, so that's a 4, and that's not going to do it. Okay, oh, I can't see Riot. This goat wants to stay out of its master's way, so it's just going to, like, hold a bite. It's got a bite primed and ready for chomping, and that will so end this goat's turn. The last goat likewise cannot reach Celestine and does not want to damage its compatriot, so it's also going to go looking for Riot. It's going to move to where it sort of thinks it last saw Riot, and we're going to do another perception advantage. Come on, fucking goat, okay? Okay, that's a 20 dirty.
Does Riot get to roll deception against that?
Stealth.
Stealth. Right, yeah.
That is 21.
Oh my god.
Oh, it almost catches a whiff, but then it gets confused by the Dolce & Gabbana.
It's that latex is sealing in that flavor. They
should be rolling at disadvantage on the smell because of all of the Dolce & Gabbana in here.
They're... olfactory senses are completely destroyed by the D&G. And so ends that goat's turn. And yet again, in its place, the very first goat that acted will take its turn. And I'm just gonna roll to see something. It's a little spent from that last breath of fire, and yet it feels the love of its master fill it, and it goes, blood, and expels a frickin' another cone of flame. Give me that dex saving throw.
16.
Okie dokie, you're gonna take half. Let me roll this up. Oh boy, I'm rolling good. Oh, no, I'm not. 10 damage.
Celestine just chews his weed a little bit and spits on the ground. It's like Ma always used to say, only thing a goat's good for is stewing and chewing.
It clomps its hoof at you and whips its hair out of its eyes morosely, and it's going to create a path for its comrades and get around the other side of you, flanking you now with two goats, Celestine. Mm. And that will be that goat. And now it's you.
Goats to the left of me, goats to the right.
Stuck in the middle of goats.
All right, bonus action, wild shape into star form. And then I will cast a Cure Wounds on myself, and my star will let me also heal somebody else.
Whoa.
As a result. So
cool.
Let's do that. What do I get here? First level Cure Wounds.
Did you spit on my floor? Who does that?
All right, so 12 points of healing for me, and Crater,
mm-hmm.
You're probably looking pretty low, aren't you?
I've seen better days. I've been worse, though.
Crater, take 20.
Ooh.
20?
20, you bet.
Oh, holy shit. My boy.
Beautifully healed.
I'm not going to move because I would just take goat bites, I guess.
I just want to take the opportunity to sort of mention that as this is occurring, Celestine, you recall that cutting remark you made to Vlad and how it seemed to affect him. Were you to do it again, I would call that a bonus action and it might have some further effect.
Right. Okay. So, but I used a bonus action to wild shape and then I used an action to cast a spell. So that's my turn. That's all I got.
Oh, okay. So the realization comes upon you just a little bit too late and you realize that your turn is over. This brings us, well, it should bring us to Crater, but something occurs again within this room. The room seems to respond and the organ once more starts to make some noise, although rather than a chord this time, it's like a clomping, and you look over and you actually see it begin to clomp around the room, and the keys turning into like teeth of a mouth, opening and closing, slamming shut repeatedly, the wires and hammers acting as grisly teeth. And I'm gonna make everyone do a dex save.
Would you classify this as a spell or a trap?
Huh.
No.
No.
Okay. I got to try.
I respect that.
4.
That's a fail.
14.
That's a fail.
Ooh, great.
12.
That's a fail.
Fuck.
And so.
Did you roll like a 2 there, Sky? How would you only get a 12? You're a rogue.
4. Oof. I've got 8 for dexterity saving.
Gonna be dealing out from that organ 12 bludgeoning damage as the piano's mouth keys come slamming into you, and as it runs around the room and then retakes its position in the corner, settling down and becoming silent once more.
Well, don't love that.
Don't love it.
I kind of loved it.
I loved it.
The organ is so satisfied with that praise, its keys like ruffle a little bit. That's gonna bring us to Crater.
Okay, here's some bullshit coming.
Oh, yes.
Oh, at the top of your turn, Crater, there's like a necrosis happening on the sword, coming from the threads and coming from Vlad himself. At the top of your turn, since you are grappled, you are going to take 8 necrotic damage from the sword.
Cool. Love that. Okay. Can I manifest something here since we're in the manifestation tier? Like, similar to how we were getting to this chamber, we were able to manifest some doors. Can I think really fucking hard and maybe manifest that well, or like that pit that was at in the basement of the mansion?
Try to figure out what the role would be for this.
Wisdom.
Okay, and this will be bonus action.
Depends what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Let me hear your pitch.
Yeah, give me the pitch about what you're trying to do, and I'm going to have you roll a wisdom roll.
I mean, like, as we were coming to Vlad's chamber here, we were manifesting doors left and right. I think as I'm, like, on top of the sword looking down upon Vlad, I'm thinking really, really hard about that pit that we initially jumped down to get into the sub-basement of the manor, and I'm really trying to conjure that to appear directly below Vlad.
Okay, I'm going to say that's a full action, if that's okay. Would you still like to do that, full action?
Sure. Yeah, sure. That was my plan all along. Let's do it.
Okay.
I guess what effect are you hoping for?
Make him fall down a fucking pit. Hurt him a bunch.
Because you're grappled, so you'll be going too.
Yeah, I have a plan for that. It's okay.
Okay.
All right, give me that wisdom roll.
That would be a zero.
Oh my god.
Wow. You just can't quite conjure it. The pain is too intense.
Oh, well.
That makes me sad.
Well, me too.
Well. I guess I'll just bonus action quick step off of this sword as a bonus action to get away from Vlad.
Oh my god.
So I'm just gonna shoot 30 feet away in this room. I guess 25 feet away, because based on this map, that's the furthest I can go. And then I'm out of danger.
Oh, wow. Okay, so an intense stare down occurred between Vlad and Crater, almost like they were both trying not to fart, but nothing actually happened. And then Crater just blips off the sword and to the other side of the room.
I will say, as I blip away, there's like a little bit of like fire that emanates from me as that happens. So Vlad will take 2 points of fire damage.
Ooh. Ouch.
How's he looking?
He does like kind of stumble a bit when you're suddenly off of his sword. You know what I mean? Like he takes a step back pretty clumsily when there's suddenly a bunch of less weight off of his sword.
Is that your turn, Crater?
Yeah, that's all I got. All
right, turn spent. We're rolling this back over to Riot.
Okay, I'm going to jump from my space on the wall. And would you consider my using my spike feet as a weapon?
Oh, I would love to consider that.
Could I use like the mechanics of like my short sword maybe if I'm coming from such a height?
I think that sounds reasonable. Yeah, they're both like short range, so yeah
absolutely.
Totally. Oh, I just need this to happen, so yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to...
Are you fucking launching off the wall into Vlad?
So that's 19 to hit.
Oh. It just misses.
No! I leap off of the wall and just glance by Vlad, and my spikes hit the concrete, and it's very uncomfortable, and I'm stuck between the goats and Vlad.
I think as you're jumping, he just barely catches you behind him, and you see the threads string out from the guitar, and one just like barely like nicks the back of your foot and puts you off balance, and you just barely miss.
As a bonus action, I'm going to say Vlad could never to his face.
Okay.
With spit, if I might add.
With spit on Vlad?
Just a little spittle in my speech, yeah.
Vlad looks shaken by that, especially as you deliver the exact phrase that was in his manifested room. I'm going to have you roll whatever you'd like to roll that you would think embodies this action that you're taking, that you're trying to, like, psych him out.
Okay. I am going to use intimidation.
Cool. I love that.
Mm. Okay. That's 24.
Oh. Riot, you deliver a perfect rendition of that one audience member who said Vlad could never. And as you land, though you didn't land the hit on Vlad, as you touch down on the ground and look at him, you see him, he's shaken. He's so shaken, in fact, that you watch as the golden threads, the golden light is pulsing, and it seems to like hit a bottleneck right before him. You suspect that whatever was pulsing through these threads to regenerate him, you've put a stop to it for now.
Oh, all right. Not nothing.
It's definitely not nothing.
It's the furthest from nothing it could possibly be. All right, is that your turn, Riot?
Yep.
Well, then it's Vlad's.
Vlad goes to regenerate. The golden light pulses through the threads, and he looks at them expectantly, and something's wrong. Something's not happening, and he's expecting it to, and he's just like, what did you do? How did you get here? Who are you?
Your worst nightmare, motherfucker.
He looks at you, Riot, standing right in front of him, and he swings around with his longsword maniacally. That's his vibe today. Maniacal.
21 to hit?
Yeah.
Okay. You are going to take 17 slashing damage,
oh. mm-hmm.
6 necrotic damage,
okay.
and he's going to attack you again.
What?
Okay.
Oh, fuck. 15 to hit.
Yeah, hits.
Oh, okay. 18 slashing damage.
Okay.
And 3 necrotic damage.
I'm down, baby.
Oh my god.
Okay. Holy shit.
In both fear and anger and confusion, as you deliver this line, though he couldn't regenerate, he kind of goes just absolutely batshit and just starts swinging the sword at you with intention to really hurt you, and he puts you down.
Another thing happens as you go down, however. You see one of the goats, the one right behind you, start to sort of disintegrate. It collapses to its knees, and as Vlad reacts to his inability to regenerate and heal, the goat likewise decays and particulates and floats away, mm-hmm. leaving 3 goats remaining.
Have you ever been down before, Sky?
No.
Oh, man.
How's it feel?
Not great.
Get used to it. It's okay.
Get used to it. Oh, God. All right. Vlad, that was bad. And now it's the goat that remains standing beside Riot and Vlad. It's the goat's turn. And seeing its comrade go down, and seeing that its other 2 remaining comrades are flanking Celestine, it's not going to leave its master, but it is going to move itself and put itself between Vlad and Crater in the corner of the room, and it's also going to just roll something. Nope. And yeah, it's going to hold a bite, and that's its turn. Now for one of the 2 goats. The very first one to act at the beginning of this battle is also going to roll something.
Nope.
And it's going to lower its head and sort of come charging at Celestine and attempt a bite. 12.
No. No, no, no. Dang it. Goats are trying to bite me. This is obscene. Yeah. What are you keeping goats in the house for anyway?
I like their small red and black Dickies ties.
It's the thing I like the least about them, if I'm honest.
They're fashionable.
I mean, that's a subjective thing, I suppose.
The goat in question shakes its fringe and Dickies tie and is just going to sort of run and position itself between you and Vlad, essentially, leaving one goat behind.
I mean, do I get to... I don't ever do this, but can I take an attack of opportunity? Can I take a little swing at the thing?
Yes, you may.
I do have, like, a rusty scimitar that I never use.
You have a scimitar?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Well, it's like a machete, you know, that you'd chop some stuff with. I don't know. I missed. Don't get me wrong. It was nothing. I rolled a 4, so.
You bravely try to swing at the goat as it goes by with your surprise scimitar.
It just flies out of my hand because I'm not used to swinging it at all. I thought I had this.
Clang, clang, clang on the ground. And the goat's like, meh.
Hey, you shut up. You shut up. It's hard. It's hard to swing a scimitar when you're surrounded by goats. You don't know.
It rolls its eyes and flicks its fringe, and that's its turn.
So bringing tired of these goats.
To you.
These Celestine. Motherfucking goats.
And this motherfucking boudoir.
Celestine, seeing Riot down, obviously is going to do something about that. I honestly did not think I would be standing on my turn surrounded by goats as I am. Bonus action healing word on myself. And I'll take 8 hit points back. Riot, you take, not great, but you can take 12 hit points. And
wow.
Amazing.
Back.
Thank
That's
you.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
For a bonus action, not so bad.
Yes, for real.
With my action, I'll call out to Vlad. You couldn't even keep anybody down for one single round. That's why Cox is never going to stay with you. And I hold up Cox's ring. Look what I found. It was just laying on the ground like it meant nothing.
Oh,
Cox and I have a unique relationship.
I think you had a unique relationship.
I need you to roll whatever role you think that would be.
All right. Nothing that makes sense is very good. I guess I guess.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. The fact that you're using your full action for it lowers the DC.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, I am lying, so I'll go deception. I think that's what makes sense.
Cool.
8.
Oh, oh. Coax and I are in a good place.
If you say so.
He does seem rather confident. As you end your turn, Celestine, your environment reacts once more. This time, as though in reaction to the slander that you just spoke against Vlad and Coax, the stained glass windows begin to rattle, rattling, 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 and then they burst and shards of glass come flying towards each of you, and everybody give me a dex saving throw.
Would you consider this a spell and or a trap?
No.
Fuck.
7.
Just fail.
Yeah.
6.
Ooh, fail.
26.
There we go.
That's a success. So you are going to take half of, the total is 12. So half 6 for Riot. Everyone else is taking 12 piercing damage.
Also, since Riot, since it was a dexterity saving throw, you actually take no damage because you succeeded on it.
Gotcha. Right. Nice.
Beautiful.
Okay. That is going to bring us back to Crater.
I'm technically not raging anymore as I didn't attack on my last turn, which kind of complicates things a little bit. Okay. I'm going to be doing a little bit of a setup for myself for next round. This is going to suck, probably. So I'm on the other end of this room. There's currently a goat between Vlad and I, and Vlad is standing over Riot, which is not great. However, I do have enough movement to just kind of skirt around this goat. I got 50 feet of movement, so I think I can avoid this goat entirely. So yeah, I'm just going to take the long way around this room.
And you have to clamber over the four-poster bed.
Yeah, tangled in the silk sheets.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, like, breaking bedposts as I'm running through it. And, like, the box spring was not made for someone of my weight. Yeah, so I'm going to get right up to Vlad, and I'm going to whip an arm around him, and I'm going to try to grapple him.
Cool.
Oh, okay. Let's do this. Contested roll.
Contested roll. This is athletics, right?
Yeah, for you it is.
Okay.
I rolled an 18.
Oh, I rolled a 23.
Oh my god.
So, can I, like, put an arm around his neck and then just, like, throw him to the ground and, like, hold him in, like, a bear hug while laying on the ground?
Oh my god.
Yes. Yes.
Does that make both of y'all prone?
Yes. Or okay. That's what I'm trying to do anyways. This will all make sense next turn. As my bonus action, can I just call him a weak little bitch? Because that was really easy.
Yeah. I am a strong little bitch.
Oh my god. What are you calling this role, Crater?
Can I do intimidation? Because I just manhandled him so bad.
Absolutely. Give me that manhandle intimido.
14.
Oh, it does get to him, but not in the way that you wanted it to get to him.
Okay.
When you say that, though, you hear that same thing that happened not moments ago, where Vlad's voice starts to mix with another familiar voice, and you hear him say,
"Now, don't get emotional, old man."
You see him sort of, like, taken over for a second as he says that, and then he, like, shakes it off and continues to look at you.
Fuck no.
Fuck yes. Is that your turn, Crater?
Yeah, I'm just on the ground having a cuddle with Vlad right now.
Just very similar to how you are in the physical world currently. You're right next to Vlad. And that brings us to Riot.
Okay, I feel like I can find a spot that's not nestled next to Crater, and I'm just gonna cut to the chase and just shoot the guy with my gun.
I will say that since he's prone, you'll have disadvantage on ranged attacks, but advantage on melee attacks. So,
oh
yeah, because he's laying down, which makes him harder to shoot. But he's
like,
what
sword. If I put my gun right next, like, against his skin?
I mean, you would think, right?
Yeah, but melee. Okay, I guess short sword it is.
Stab that son of a bitch, Ms. Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, it's a dirty 20. Nice.
Hell yeah.
You land that fucking hit, baby.
All right, and it's a sneak attack because Crater is holding him. So let's see here. Okay, that's 27.
Christ in heaven.
Oh boy.
Vlad wriggles around being short-sorted in the arms of a crater.
In the arms of an angel.
The crater.
It's too hot.
Christ.
Now, I was thinking of doing a bonus action. There's this one that I haven't ever actually used, like the disengage, stab to get away and exit melee. Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could just run away and not prompt an opportunity attack.
Yeah, I think I'll just go on over here.
You have to spend half your movement to stand up because you were prone.
I was?
Yeah, because you went down.
Oh, because I went down. So I'm just going to go over here near Celestine.
Betwixt the goats and Celestine.
Yeah.
It's good to see you up and moving around, Ms. Riot.
Thank you for curating this experience of being alive.
Curating.
Celestine just tips his hat. Oh,
shit. The life sommelier.
What a classy exchange. Well, that's going to bring us to Vlad himself.
I've rolled both last turns to see if he gets his channel corruption move back, and he does not.
Cool.
Yes.
Crater, you can feel the healing energy from the threads pulsing through towards Vlad. And last time there was a bottleneck and he couldn't access it. And this time he manages to get a hold of it. Vlad regenerates 25 hit points at the top of his turn.
Fuck.
Vlad's going to, from laying down, try to longsword you. Oh, let's dance. Natural 2.
Let's dance.
Let's dance.
Is that your sword? You're happy to see me.
I don't understand. 28 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, Crater, 17 slashing damage.
Oh my god, it's full damage too. God damn it. Yep.
6 necrotic damage.
Yep.
And you are now grappled, which you're already sort of grappled with each other, but you are impaled on the sword again.
It feels like that moment where, like, you know, in movies or cartoons where, like, they're rolling around on the ground and one person's on top and then the next person's on top.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally.
This brings us to the goats, of whom I did not manage to replenish any of their fire breath, so it's going to be a very bitey round indeed. Yeah, things are looking bleak in terms of fire, but we're going to be noshing. We're going to be having some chomps. The one standing between Celestine and Riot is going to be trying to bite Celestine.
Come on, bite me.
Oh, that's a 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here we go. 11 piercing damage plus 10 fire damage.
From a bite?
From a bite, yeah. Right. The flames are imbued in the goat's teeth.
Celestine takes the bite and then, like, looks Riot in the eyes and just holds out a hand as he drops. Celestine's down.
Oh no!
Oh, what?
Fuck. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, God. Okay, that's the goat's turn. It is this other goat's turn, and it's going to simply move up to get next to Crater while still being next to its master. And we're going to go for a bite. It's a nat 20.
Oh my god.
Okay. So.
Give me that fire damage separately.
Okay. Yeah. So for the piercing, 5 piercing damage.
Is that nat 20 applied?
Sorry, 10 piercing damage.
Okay. What I ask.
And 10 fire damage only.
That's halved because I am fire resistant?
Yeah. Okay, so 5 to you for the fire. And Jesus. That's Ghost's turn.
I had 9 hit points. That was very...
Wow.
Oh my god.
Okay. And this final goat is going to take its attempt with Riot. 11.
No.
That's its turn. Celestine.
Death saving throw, right?
Give it the death save.
Oh, I'm staring at my d20s here, trying to decide which one it's going to be.
That one right there.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I had my hand on one when you said that, so here it goes. That's a 14. That's a pass.
Okay. Okay. The haunted boudoir responds.
Oh, fuck. Right. God damn. It's a lair action. No!
Yes, indeed. It's a lair action. Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, from the bed tray, beside the bed, a door opens, revealing a nasty, undercooked egg flight, from which an unpleasant odor emanates. Hit me with a constitution saving throw, everybody.
Do I just take a fail?
Yeah.
Like a death fail? Death save fail?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one failed death save for you, Celestine.
15?
Mm-hmm. 22.
Oh my god.
Okay, Crater, you succeed. You'll be taking half. Riot, oh, you fail.
What's going to be half of this? Because I'm on the fucking edge right now.
I know.
Holy shit. Okay. Okay, well, I rolled low. The full is 9.
What kind of damage is this?
Sorry, it is necrotic damage.
I am down.
Oh, my God.
No, you take half of that.
Yeah.
Didn't you have... Oh.
I had 4 hit points, so...
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Great. Excellent.
It's going to bring us to your first death save roll, Crater.
I rolled a fucking nat 20.
Yes! Oh, my fucking God. Yes! Oh, my fucking God. Fucking... Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Wait, so like, I'm at 1 hit point, right?
Yep. At the start of your turn.
Yeah, you get a turn.
Oh my god, you get a turn.
Wow.
Okay.
Before you take it, Crater, I'm gonna offer you guys an out here, because things are fucking dicey right now. Your healer is down. The two of you are... You and Riot are barely clinging on. Here's what I'm going to say. You can stay here. You're at the top of your turn and try to finish this fight. Or you can try to leave the networks and flee. And we'll leave it up to rolling to get out of the networks, because you're in a stressful situation. Last time, Snowshoe was helping you, guiding you out of the networks. You don't have him now. So you're going to have to do whatever you think is necessary to get out of the networks. But you can leave this scenario.
How do we get Celestine out?
Yeah, that's going to be my question.
Well, you all have some experience helping each other, guiding each other through the network, especially you, Riot, who you helped everybody jump from the digital network to the dream network when you first came here. And to that effect, we'll heighten the deal. Crater and Riot, you can both try to leave the networks now. And in doing so, you can drag Celestine behind you and you can all get out safely. But Riot, we'll let you attempt a roll for the whole group, for all three of you, at a much higher DC. But if you succeed and you're the sole person who makes the roll, you can drag everybody behind you.
And what kind of roll am I making?
We'll leave it up to you. Like, similar to the reality checks, if you want to tell us in what way you try to... I guess it's not a reality check. It's more of like a... It's a waking up check. It's a pinch me check.
Yeah.
I would leave it up to whatever role you think is good. And you are up after Crater. So you guys, it's up to you.
Okay. I mean, that's a kind of good deal to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you doing on... Because you're still acting, right, Crater?
Yeah. If it's up to Riot, then... I think I might just try to deal with Vlad real quick, just to make sure he can't really get to us as we try to do this, just in case we fail, just to give us a little bit of separation here.
You could also sacrifice your action to give Riot advantage, because that's how we worked the reality checks.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Yeah, okay. As a bonus action, I'm going to rage, go into my slinky arms, just to get some sort of defense, and then, yeah, I'll give up my action to give it to Riot.
Oh. Okay.
Okie dokie.
Okay, that takes us to Riot.
And let's set the DC before you do this.
Yeah. I am going to use... Wait, the inspiration that Crater just gave me, that's for how much?
Just advantage.
Oh, it's just advantage. Okay, great. Yeah.
The DC for just a reality check, and it's just to make it through to the following tier, the final tier, is just a 10.
Oh, okay.
But that's just to get from one place to the other in the networks. You're now trying to get from the networks to an entirely different plane of existence. So instead of just a 10, we're going to up the DC. We would up the DC by just 5 if you were individually trying. And since Riot is trying on her own to drag all three of you out, we're going to up it by another 7. So the DC is 22, Riot, for you to take everybody out. It's achievable.
Yeah. Okay. So I look at Celestine on the ground. I look over at Crater and his slinky-armed majesty and realize that we're, like, entirely struggling to survive. And I feel this desperation to get us all out of here. And I remember how I got good at sleight of hand was when I was a pickpocket. And I did that, I didn't even think about it. It was all in my body. I didn't think it through. I didn't feel any guilt. It was all to survive. And thinking about that embodiment, that like that groundedness, letting my body guide in order to stay alive, in order to keep my friends alive too, when I was first learning, that fills me. And I want to make a sleight of hand roll to get us all out.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
With advantage.
With advantage. Okay, that is 31.
Does that pass DMs?
Oh, shit.
Oh, that muscle memory that from pickpocketing and from unlocking and from finding those ways out, those small ways to unlatch and unclose things, it worked. You can feel it. And you can feel the other two feeling it as well. And it's an odd sensation, but you also recognize the feeling from making this jump once before, a tugging at your consciousness from two places at once, and a decision to go in the direction of the tangible, physical world where your bodies lie in satin alongside Vlad. But on your way between, a gap, like when your lockpicks catch on a lock, Riot, a gap, a pause so brief and eternal, it takes your breath away. And when your breath returns to you, it brings with it the following, and you receive this as though from your own voices, a spell.
We will remember you, who once shared our company, and our decision will be instrumental in realizing your decision and in recovering precious lost knowledge. The prevailing knowledge of the time, in essence, the concept accepted by science, was that the digital and dream networks were created. The digital network was engineered as a cooperative effort.
Between Regent FaZe and Advisor Fate, their mission? To store all known data in a centralized capacity, to register all living creatures within that data bank, and to provide androids
with wider access to the Arcana. The amplifier, meanwhile, was constructed as just that, an amplification of that data, and an amplification of the Administrator's power over that data. The Administrator
being FaZe herself. Meanwhile, the prevailing knowledge of the time tells us the Dream Network was engineered in secret by a group of humans, presumed to be the same human scientists, who were working to genetically
extend the lifespan of humankind. The Dream Network's purpose is lesser known, but assumed to run parallel to the digital network. Only, rather than data, the Dream Network sought to preserve memory, emotion,
and magic. This prevailing knowledge was incorrect. The digital and dream networks were not created, they simply were. For how long, we cannot tell. But at least spanning back to when androids were said to have.
To have created the first humans. The network's storage of information, calculation, memory, emotion, and magic is inherent to their existence, and was always accessible in a limited capacity to all living creatures through dreams
or through a deep meditative state. What did not always exist was the space between the networks. The space was created from necessity. The space was created with intent.
The space was created by the maw of a great empty chasm that opened wide at the end of a collective journey.
This space is secret, hidden from androids, from humans, from the Arcana. The space between is born
of preservation,
born of protection,
born of love,
born of
and from the gap you are pulled once more, and you complete your journey back to the physical world, back into Vlad's bed, back amidst the sheets, amidst the smell of Dolce and Gabbana, you've returned.
That's so fucking wild. Man.
There isn't a lot of time to discuss or absorb or even act on what just happened. You have awakened in Vlad's silk sheets, and blessedly, though his brow is furrowed and though he murmurs a little bit, Vlad remains in his big sleep. And then, Riot, you get a notification from your pip.
Oh, dear.
From 13.
Okay.
We're like, it's buckle up. And it says, I'm in position. When you're ready, we'll be in the basement for getaway. Distraction deployed in main room about an hour ago. Pretty long games of truth and dare, but winding down. Not much time left. Let me know.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. The 13 is here. We got to go. They're in the basement somewhere.
Okay.
Let's get out of this.
Sorry, is Celestine awake?
No, Celestine has zero hit points. Celestine needs something done about that.
I will give him a healing potion if that's doable.
Oh yeah, for sure.
As Riot is doing that, can I throw every single blanket in the room on top of Vlad to make sure that his sleep is like as uncomfortable as possible?
You're gonna make him sweat.
Yeah.
Oh boy, it's already smelling a little sweaty in here. And damn,
how much healing did I get on that potion?
Oh, okay. I got 4 both times, so that's 10.
Whoa.
Beautiful.
That's holy shit. Max value. Fuck yeah.
Max value. I love that guy.
So much better than Max Headspace or whatever.
Max Headroom.
Max Headroom, that's right.
Headspace.
Okie dokie. Let's get out of here. Hi, yeah. Celestine. How are you?
Celestine just shoots up in the bed. What? What happened? Is it dead?
No. He's very much not dead.
No.
I'm almost dead. You're almost dead. Ryan's
almost dead. Yeah.
We need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do I have...
13's here. So,
13's here. Okay.
Yeah, 13's in the basement. There's a distraction.
Do I have time to do a quick round of Cure Wounds on folks?
Sure.
Okay. Let's give both Crater and Riot a second level Cure Wounds. So Crater takes 16. Riot, same thing, take 16.
Oh, thank you.
Nice. Thank you. I'm at 17 hit points now. I feel great.
Also, just to be clear about 13's messages, they're letting you know that, like, they'll come to you when you're ready. Oh. You just have to let them know.
Okay, oh, pipping, okay. Pipping them, be like, now. All caps. 17 okay. Exclamation mark. Just perfect.
So, is there anything we want to do with Vlad here? Like, are we just gonna leave with like our tails between our legs here?
I don't like it, Crater. I don't like it at all, but I don't see what the option is. I mean, perhaps we can rest up and regroup, and we found our way back into the networks on our own before. Hopefully we can do so again.
Are there any kind of like mirrors in this area? Like giant.
Almost certainly.
Yeah, like big old.
As if this haunted boudoir doesn't have a mirror.
And I feel like I actually know I do have some different samples of makeup, perhaps a lipstick.
Ooh. Oh my.
On me? Yeah. Okay.
Lipstick message?
Yeah. I know for sure I'm going to draw a big drawing of a really scary looking kitty.
Yes.
And then I'm going to turn to the other two and be like, yeah, what do you think? Let's disparage. It's all we've got.
Let's disparage. It's all we've got. They can take our lives, but they can never take our disparagement.
I mean, like, right, like it smells bad in here or something.
Yeah. I mean, like, smells bad in here.
You're not as hot as you are in your paintings.
Yes. I'm writing all these down like it's a chat board or something.
Patricia Tremolo has never heard of you.
Oh, my God. Oh, devastating.
And then I'm going to write, don't quit your day job.
Yeah. Oh.
Chrissy says hi.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah.
Whoa.
Behind your back, Bon Bon calls you bad bad.
Okay, I feel this is, you know, this is cutting.
Holy shit.
At no, some point, it is cruel.
And then I think Crater will just take that lipstick, put it around his lips, and do a little kiss underneath on the mirror.
Oh, yeah. Just, cute. So classy.
I fucking hate this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. That feels better than nothing.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that new info all about?
Did you all hear it too?
Yeah.
I thought I was the only one.
Did you hear your own voice saying that back to you?
Yeah, and yours.
Yes. It, I don't know if I understood everything that it was saying.
Was it, I mean, like, was it real? Like, it couldn't be, right? Like, that, is it true? There's so many pieces that, like, it must be like a, I don't know what to think of it.
Ms. Riot, we have seen so many impossible things since we first started together that I'm not yet ready to say what's true and what's not.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to sleep with this for a second. I'm not sure I'm in the right headspace to try and digest everything.
No. Sleep sounds so good right now.
Let's get further away from death first.
Hey, big boy. I'm Jay, one of the DMs.
Hey, studs. I'm Sky, and I play Riot.
I just wanted to ask you, are you, like, into podcasts? Potentially D&D podcasts? I hate to interrupt the show, but I want to talk to you about our D&D podcast, and specifically about our Patreon. And if you don't know what that is, Patreon is a subscription service where you can donate a set amount of money every month to further someone's art project, like ours.
You can get in on some sweet perks in the process. For our $5 a month tier, for example, you can get yourself access to episodes a day in advance, ad-free. Or our $10 a month tier, where you can get access to extra content, including episodes of Recharge, where the DMs and players discuss the events of the previous two episodes and get a little personal, a little weird, and even a little nasty.
Ooh, a little nasty. But if you can't commit to that, I totally understand. We do have a Ko-fi, which is a website where you can tip us if you're just enjoying the show.
And the more patrons we get, the more we can start to focus on fun stuff, like merch and eventually more content.
I love more content.
I love more content.
But if you can't support us financially, not to worry. If you just tell all your friends and maybe leave us a review, that would be so helpful.
You can hit us up at planetarcana.com and patreon.com/planetarcana. Also, hit us up on all of the socials. It's Planet Arcana Pod on all the things.
See you at the bar, stud. Back to the show.
So, having received your message, a few creatures materialize in the room around you. We've got... So into this haunted boudoir pops a very familiar, though they're not the same, Faye, but these two old geezers with the same grayish-green skin, simian posture, impossibly old man faces. And they come in and one of them goes, "Old Tom and old Thomas at your service." And following slightly behind, we've got a strikingly beautiful humanoid, seemingly made of branches, leaves, and slowly moving vines.
Hey. Oh.
And finally, one uncomfortably tall garden gnome with a pointy red polka-dotted hat pops in behind her and goes, "Oh, thank you very much."
Hi.
13 in tow as well shows up.
Okay, thank God.
Hey, okay, things are wrapping up upstairs. How, Vlad's still sleeping.
Yeah,
we gotta get out of here. We didn't do good.
Yeah, we're all about to die. We need to leave, regroup, and redo this, I think.
Okay.
Or change the plan.
Yeah, or not, yeah.
Okay, exactly. Let's go as soon as possible. Everyone pick a Fae, and we're going to head over to my car.
Celestine, gnome boy, come over here.
Oh, see, I was going to sidle up to the gnome.
I want the tree.
Old Tom and old Thomas grab 13 and Celestine.
Oh, all right. Okay. I'm sorry, that's rude of me. I'm not disappointed. You both look very nice. I just thought his hat was really cool.
Celestine, I know this is, like, not the important thing at this moment, but, like, come over here. You can have the gnome.
Really?
Geezer pleaser? Like, I think you and I could be friends. Let's go.
You know geezer pleaser? All right, so we've traded Faye. And they, in tandem, dimension door you out of Vlad's haunted boudoir. And directly outside, where a waiting... It's like a ladybird, only it's significantly smaller. Two passenger doors and a cramped back seat. It's painted this outdated grayish-green, and the interior is wood-trimmed.
13 turns to you and is just like, "Listen, you get the most outdated shit when you requisition a car from the Spectres. Anyway, it will fit all of us. Let's get out of here.
Let's go." Thank you, 13.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much.
No problem. Let's talk about it in the car.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go.
The fair, like, don't forget your promise.
Yeah. We'll meet you at the spot. Don't worry.
Wait, all right.
Wait, what?
Okay.
We'll talk about this later.
All right. And so you pile into the smart bird.
13 turns the key pretty hastily and turns back at you and is just like, I told you guys we'd have to play truth or dare. And they all were pretty amenable to getting everybody out. And to be honest, they did not a bad job. Like, the truth or dare lasted so long upstairs, way longer than I thought. I'm glad you guys are okay. Is everybody, do you need anything? I have Fey milk milkshakes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna reach out and slap Riot's hand away from that shit.
But I'm hungry.
Riot, I love you. I got like 6 hours of sleep last night because you kept having to go to the bathroom, turn on the fan. We're not doing this again. We all need a good night's sleep.
I do not have enough spell slots to cure your indigestion tonight.
I'll get Tom's.
This is heartbreaking.
Okay. Right. I love you. I'm so sorry. Okay.
No, I don't want it. You're right.
Okay. Pass the Fey milk back here. Just a little
sip.
Love
somebody, you love them, farts and all.
That's what I've always said, anyway.
So how soon do we have to play truth or dare?
Immediately. I'm driving us right to the spot. But
are you kidding me?
Well, all listen, right. I mean, first of all, I just filled that place with Fey.
You did.
The first place they're going to go is to the Fey Zone, so we're not going back there right now.
Okay.
Second of all, I actually have a really nice spot, and I think you guys are going to like it. Trust me, okay?
Okay.
Any place is better than here.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a tone shift.
What? 13. Hastily but controlled speeds the little... I think Celestine probably immediately recognizes this as a smart bird, like a ladybird, but a lot smaller. Speeds the little smart bird away from the Vladimir, down a few busy and colorfully lit streets, slowing occasionally, allowing groups of partiers to cross the road to their next dingy dive bar. Only one tier higher than the spray zone, the play zone is almost as dewy, definitely as dingy, and seemingly a bit more lively, especially now as you realize it is the wee hours of the morning. A guitar solo whispers softly from 13's low radio as they make a few turns out of the bustling play zone and towards the cliffside. They finally pull into a small man-made garden area at the edge of the mountain and the cliff and turn the keys in the smart bird. The lights shut off, the engine quiets. You've arrived at a lookout and are perhaps taken back at the beauty of this particular area of the play zone. The waterfall rushes behind you, not so loud to be overpowering, and your focus is drawn to the nearly completed CGA stage below you, a few spotlights being checked spinning around. You're not so high up that the mist obscures the view out, and beyond the city, you see the colorful and swampy fey fields that seem to stretch on forever. Most of all, it feels private, sheltered by lush trees, parties, and the Vladimir far behind you.
Wow. This is a good spot. You were right.
Yeah. I like to come here to think if I need to get away from the fey. Are you guys okay?
Like, technically, yeah.
My ego is a little bruised after that, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
What happened?
We just got totally fucked by Vlad and his goats.
Oh, shit.
And just like everything that could have gone wrong kind of did.
Celestine, who has been kind of silent for the whole ride, just sort of breaks down in tears and is like, it was my fault.
In what? No.
I didn't heal everybody and I couldn't do it. I couldn't keep us all up. I didn't.
That is not.
I didn't do it good enough.
No.
I'm so sorry.
You did so well. You were the only reason that we're still living at all.
You got us out of there, Ms. Riot. I did not. I did not keep you all safe. I could not.
It's not on you. It's, you know, we're all in this together and we've all had our contributions. I've certainly had my mistakes that round. That was, yeah. Don't be so hard on yourself.
I'm going to go up to Celestine and just like get on a knee in front of him. Celestine, I think the most important lesson you can learn is... sometimes you just lose.
It didn't need to happen like that. It just didn't. I could have been better. And now I don't know what I'm... I don't know what I'm doing, Crater.
Hey, in every single battle that you and I have been a part of, you've saved my ass so many times. We wouldn't be standing up on this lookout awaiting to play a riveting round of truth or dare in some city that I haven't been in years if it wasn't for you having my back all this time. It's okay to fail once in a while. It's just a matter of how you come back the next time. And there is going to be a next time.
But what if I let you all down again then too?
Then that's okay. Like, it's going to happen. If we're going to be living this kind of lifestyle, we have to know when to pick our spots. Sometimes we're outmatched. All we can ask is that every one of us do our best. Like, we've done that. We ran away when we had a chance to. And hey, once in a while, Ryder or myself will save the group. But we still need you to be 100%. Because we need you. We really do.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you both. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll be all right. I'll be all right. I just, yeah, it's okay. I left Mom and Pa's farm to figure out who I am. And just when I feel like I've found the thing that I'm meant to do, if I can't do it, then I'm, and then when we were in the network there, fighting all those doppels, I saw two things, two futures, I guess, and one was with y'all, and it was so nice, but the other one was with Quintessa Sombra, who I do so hope to see again, but y'all weren't there in that one. And I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means that finding Quintessa is gonna mean losing y'all. We almost lost today, and I don't know. I don't wanna make that choice. I wanna be here to protect my friends, but I also want to find what I'm missing, and I don't know how to do both those things. I'm so sorry.
Listen, it's impossible to know what's to come, and as much magic as there is in the world, there's so much more than two possible futures. And I think of all the things that we've come up against, it's impossible to tell where we go from here, and all that we can do is just be there for each other. And I trust you, Crater, with my life. And likewise, I you know, what have I got left here? Like a social account, you know, more things to fuck around with. No, I'm here, and I want to see where this path leads, and it's at your sides, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure that you see the end of this, whatever that means. And there's nothing that you can do that would be letting me down.
I think Celestine just cries and hugs Riot.
As long as I'm around, I'm going to guarantee that you two kids won't be hurt. And I'll just join that hug.
13's just leaking oil like crazy in the driver's seat.
Horrifying.
You tried to take on a fucking Names for Atu. I'm just glad you made it back. You are potentially the most powerful people I have ever met in my life.
13, I genuinely don't think it was close.
Yeah, but you tried it anyway. That's fucking ballsy, dude.
I think you have to go north a little bit. I think we're being a little cocky going in there.
Go north.
Go north.
Just a bit.
I mean, maybe for you.
I've never heard that before. 13 kind of lets the embrace happen, and as it does, D
they slowly get out of the car and go to the very tiny hatchback trunk and grab a little picnic blanket and just sort of like set it out at the edge of the cliffside. And they just realize that maybe they should give you a moment, and they go and sit, legs dangling off the cliffside, waiting for you to join.
So that's the stage, eh?
It's big.
Was it look inviting to you, or?
It looks like it holds. There could be a lot of people standing in front of that thing.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Pretty big production. Did you ever think about what it'd be like?
I mean, I'd be lying if I wasn't having like anxious nightmares thinking about that performance coming up. I think it'd be good for us, though.
I think so too.
The damn good on Wilds.
It's a nice ring to it, right?
It does.
Yes, yeah. It does. Yes, it does.
I love you too.
I love you too, guys.
I love you. Love you. Love you both.
Riot's going to go over and, after grabbing the two on each of their arms, go over and sit next to 13 on the cliffside.
Let's play some goddamn truth or dare, I guess.
I guess.
I'll get out of the car and go sit beside 13, feet dangling over the edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Celestine follows and lights up a joint and passes it around.
Fuck yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry if I feel like I egged you on to do this, and it was super dangerous. And when you came back and things weren't looking so good, I realized that I really give a shit. And I just hope I can be more help if we do something like this again. I can't even believe I'm saying that. Like, the normal thing to do, I think, would be to say, let's never do anything like that again. But something tells me that you've done shit like this before.
Oh, we've done stupid shit and killed it. It's it's a bit of a blow to do stupid shit and have it blow up in your face, for sure. But it doesn't, you know, we haven't lost very much, so it's weird.
I will say, last time we lost a fight, we came back even stronger and killed him in the end.
Yeah.
Right? Remember we were fighting Scavenge on that hilltop and got away?
Yeah. I mean, this isn't even our fight. Like, do we... Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it is supposed to be how we help Teaspoon. So, in that regard, I guess it is our fight.
I mean, supposedly, it's a means to get information for Teaspoon, but...
Yes. Who knows if Chrissy can be trusted?
What if we go back and tell Chrissy we killed him?
She wouldn't know.
I don't know. It's just a thought. Like, what if we just did it? And be like, we want the information right now. Don't give her a chance to verify it. Hmm. Then we can just wash our hands of this whole situation and fuck off to the sunset.
Yeah, I mean...
No.
I don't...
No. I want to kill him. It's not gonna end like that. We're not just gonna run away. I want to kill him. And I don't know how I feel about feeling like that.
He's a pretty bad fucking dude.
He is.
I get it.
He is. I'm not used to having those kinds of feelings. It's been a lot since we started, but I do know that I want to finish this.
As that intention floats out over the cliffside and it hangs for a moment, you all hear sort of the rustling of branches and the creaking of a tree, a familiar sound to you as the flora behind you begins to open up. Enough space to permit the uncomfortably tall garden gnome and the tree woman. And they start to walk towards you, and 13's just like, I promised them, and I'm sorry, we have to do this.
Yeah.
All right.
They walk towards you with purpose, the taste of truth or dare on their lips. It's so delicious to them.
But you don't need to make it so weird.
and they walk for like an uncomfortably long time. Like, they make you fucking wait for it. But almost just as they get to barely within a step of you, something changes. Both of them suddenly get wide-eyed, see something behind you, and they both scurry back into the tree very, very suddenly and disappear back into the flora. That's when you hear it. Footsteps behind you. You turn around. You see three Diplos. You recognize Jurisprudence Lee, and you do not recognize the other two, but you do recognize the look of suspicious authority figures who have recognized you. The three go to surround you, and Jurisprudence steps forward.
Steve and possible accomplices, you are wanted for questioning by Chief, Constable, Captain, Commissioner, Sheriff, Beefs and Partial on suspicion of breaking, entering, and theft of digital property.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.